If you and I are going to carry something someplace, oh, let's say a heavy piece of furniture, and you want me to get my hands on it, what do you tell me?
Would I say, get a hold or help me lift it? Or?
Then when we get where we're going to go, you want me to put my end down and then take my hands away? So you'd say, set it down and...
Oh, set it down. Would I say, set it down edgeways, get your fingers out, let it down easier?
Yeah, and then to get my hands away, what would you say to me?
Well, don't mash your fingers or get...
Now, if we're going to carry a piece of pipe or something, we get it where we're going to go, and then you want me to take my hands away, what do you think?
Oh, lots of time I'd say, drop it. Let drop. We'd say drop, maybe, or let go.
If you've done something, you know you haven't done a particularly good job for a fellow, you say, now I can do a much better job than that. Just give me another
chance.
And a person who takes a joke well and tells a joke well and appreciates a joke, you say he has a good sense of...
Yeah, you have a good sense of humor. Yeah, he's a jolly.
Does that mean the same as good-natured?
Yeah, he's jolly. He's, in other words, takes everything good-natured or good-natured, jolly man or jolly old man.
Well, there's not much in life if you can't be that way, I think.
There are a lot more people that way than there was back years ago. I remember when I was a kid, lots of neighbors. You had to be careful how you talked to them, how you kid them, how you joked them. But now, we don't pay no attention. We joke pretty rough to our neighbors. Last time, we were all in fun. But some of them, you know, you got to kind of watch how you joke too hard.
I think it's just a different outlook on life. You get people who think life's against them, and you got to be careful.
Think the world again. Soured on the world, and again, everything the government does, and we have a lot of that.
I catch myself getting sour, and I hate myself, but I do it.
I do. I've caught myself making talking. In other words, talking about somebody though when I shouldn't be saying a word. Just a little, you know. Mention this neighbor over here. He didn't. You think he ought to have done that? I don't think. That wouldn't be none of my business. Actually.
Yeah, and the next day you may feel just the opposite.
Sure is. I catch myself out of way.
If you've been writing to someone regularly, I say every week you do this, a week goes by and your wife thinks maybe you've forgotten, what might she ask you?
What would she ask me, have you written? I don't do any of that writing, she does all of it.
You say, yes, I've written and now I expect...
An answer, I haven't got any letter, hearing from them.
And when you get the letter ready and put it in the envelope, you give it to her and you want her to write, you want her to do what?
Well, address it and mail it? Or just...
That's handy. When you were a boy, what did you call... The person who would go up to the teacher and say, so-and-so has done this, and so-and-so has done that.
Tattletale, or I believe was the word we used then.
And what did you say he did when he went up to her and said these things?
Tattle, but